Mommy? Sorry. Mommy? Sorry. Mommy? Sorry. Kira!
Ow. Ow. Ow! Maya!
I say rotation, you say rotation. I say potato, you say potato.
No, you're supposed to go rotation, 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 rotation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that's how we were doing it. Today we're talking about standard rotation because it is nigh on the horizon and ding dong, the witch is dead. Shieldred the Apocalypse is rotating.
Among other things, yes.
Among many other pretty consequential things, actually. But the one I want to talk about and the only one that I care about that's a lie is Shieldred the Apocalypse.
yeah, she gone.
This is the first rotation since the standard rotation season has been extended to 3 years instead of two. And in this standard rotation, we are losing Dominaria United, The Brothers War, Phyrexia, All Will Be One, March of the Machine,
Mom.
And March of the Machine Aftermath. Good one.
Thank you.
Within those sets, we're losing some pretty consequential standard cards, or at least we're losing some pretty defining standard cards of the last 3 years. One of which, of course, being Shieldred the Apocalypse, but some other ones that stick out to me are Temporary Lockdown, Leyline Binding, Elish Norn.
Xur
as well. Like, we're losing quite a bit this time around.
Yeah, there's, I mean, it's almost
like prolonged silence. Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like it's a rotating format or something. No,
this format spins me round, right, round,
yeah,
when it rotates
bit.
Every 3 years. Let's group these into kind of what we see as the key pieces of rotation here. We are looking at lands, removal, and we're looking at key deck pieces.
What? We don't get to spend 40 minutes talking about every single card that I think is important that is rotating?
That's bonus content.
Bonus content?
Bonus content.
Okay, noted.
So let's start with lands, because lands are so fundamental to the way that the format works, because having a good, efficient mana base is always really important to your deck working properly. So what cards are we losing in the lands?
So we're losing all of the pain lands.
Woo!
And we are losing the allied colored fast lands. And that's huge.
Just really quickly, what colors are allies?
Allies are, oh Jesus, white, blue, black, red, green. So white, blue, black, black, red, green, and green, white.
They're the ones that are next to each other on the color wheel, on the
wither
color wheel.
Yeah, they're friends. We're not losing Spire Bluff Canal.
So it's all the ones that are printed in Phyrexia will be one, for those of you
yes,
who might
as opposed to Outlaws.
Yes.
This is a really significant change in the current landscape of what the land's going to look like. Let's take Jeskai Oculus, for example. Talk to me about the mana base of Jeskai Oculus, Kira.
The mana base of Jeskai Oculus sucks right now. I mean, sorry, it's going to suck worse.
It's going to suck real bad.
It's going to suck really, really badly. We are getting Hallowed Fountain as a shock land, but that isn't going to change the fact that you lose every pain land and you lose your blue-white in the fast lands. And so you are going to have blue-red fast lands and red-white fast lands. And that's it.
Yeah. I think this will be the end of Jeskai Oculus in its current form, because I think three color just becomes too difficult. We know we are getting shocklands, but we're only getting one. And I don't care how good Hallowed Fountain is. It's very good. It itself cannot turn on all the relevant verges.
Well, we're getting one allied, was it two allied color, three enemy color shocklands? We're getting five shocklands, but we're getting a really weird mix of them.
We're getting one Oculus relevant
shockland. And you're right. There's just not a lot that can be propped up in terms of color fixing when you are just missing so many pieces of the puzzle.
It's huge. It's a real blow to specific three-color decks, and Jeskai in particular. And I think this will also kick the feet out from under Jeskai Control. Jeskai Control is reasonably good, but it's already having to play Lightning Helixes to accommodate a bad mana base. And it's just getting worse. This is a really fundamental shift in what the mana bases and standard are going to look like, especially with Edge of Eternities. I think a really important thing that we are going to have to look for in the set following Edge of Eternities, which I believe is Spider-Man, is going to be the fixing that they print into standard, and whether that is going to be a reverse set of the Verges, whether it is going to be a reprint of the Painlands or the remaining Fastlands, or whether it is going to be the remaining five Shocklands, is going to play a huge role in what is going to be good in Standard, because one of the most fundamental things that you need for a Standard deck to be good is a good, consistent mana base.
The reason that we specify and look so much at mana fixing in Standard is because it is a rotating format, and there are other formats, Modern, Pioneer, all of the Eternal formats are not rotating. Cards that have been printed exist already. The Fastlands, the Slowlands, they've existed in these formats for ages. This isn't an issue that they have to worry about, and more so, they have better lands. They've got fetches, they've got shocks, they've got everything they could ever need, but our little Standard crumbs are picking up the mana base problems, and so the fixing becomes a really fundamental part of how you can build effective multicolored decks.
Yes, Wizards, thank you, Wizards. I will take my starting town, Wizards. Thank you, Wizards.
And so losing a series of lands like this is really going to debilitate several different archetypes. Especially because the Painlands was an entire set of 10. So lands are a really significant part of this rotation series. But so is removal. The amount of removal that we are losing in this rotation is insane.
And the amount of relevant removal too, because it's not like these cards are only seeing play because they're old. They're seeing play because they're the best versions of the effect in Standard currently, and we are losing so many. So the state of removal is about to get a whole lot worse. So just as a quick reminder of what we're losing, we are losing Leyline Binding, Cut Down, Destroy Evil, Go for the Throat, Lay Down Arms, Shieldred's Edict, Anoint with Affliction, Sunfall, Elspeth's Smite, Lithomantic Barrage, and Blot Out, amongst others.
Amongst other, you know, there's Tranquil Frillbrack, there's Overwhelming Remorse, there's several different styles of fringe removal, but some of the big hitters that you've mentioned are Cut Down, Go for the Throat, Destroy Evil. Holy moly.
Shieldred's Edict, Anoint with Affliction?
Shieldred's Edict, Anoint with Affliction. There is so much, and notably, of course, what color plays the most removal? It's black. There is so much really good, really relevant removal that we're losing.
We're not losing Get Lost, though.
We are not losing Get Lost, but we've also seen Get Lost fall off because it is not the best version of a removal spell that we have. And the reason is, and we've discussed this before, and I hear people talk about this nonstop, is the fact that it gives your opponent two map tokens. And that's advantage. Giving your opponent the ability to check the top card of their library and either put a land into their hand or explore is awesome.
Well, it's not a one for one, right? That's the important part. It is a 1.1 for one.
Mm-hmm. So losing a lot of really relevant and format defining removal is going to have a obvious and notable impact on the format. Cut Down is the one that sings to me the most. A one mana removal spell is just, mwah. It's beautiful. Chef's kiss.
The one that jumps out to me is Go for the Throat in particular, and Destroy Evil. Because mm-hmm. they have been so fundamental to how the format has developed, and they are key answers to really big threats that there aren't many more efficient pieces of removal to deal with that are just kind of gone. And I'm not really sure how that's going to develop into the future of this format. A removal light format's going to be interesting.
Well, and obviously, of course, this is all with us sitting here not knowing what we're getting in Edge of Eternities and not knowing what's coming in the future sets of Spider-Man and Avatar The Last Airbender. We can sit here and begrudge losing removal. We will get removal back in some form. We just don't know what it is yet. And so we're looking at going into a removal light format. And it's really, it's really interesting.
Yeah, because what is the next best Go for the Throat kind of analogous card? Is it just Fel?
I think Fel, and that's sorcery speed as well, which is really unideal. Fel is one that comes to mind off the top of my head. There's, I think, Awaken the Honored Dead has, like, destroy target non-land permanent, but that's a 4-mana Sultai Color spell. The analogous cards that I see from previous formats that have, from previous sets that have rotated, your Destroy Evil is, like, your Fateful Absence, and your Go for the Throat is, like, your Infernal Grasp, right? You have your black and your white, your good 2-mana instant speed removal. But we just don't know what's coming next. And so it's going to be really interesting to see because that is a really key spot. That 2-mana removal spell instant speed slot is a really important slot to fill. And Get Lost kind of has those qualities, But as we've said, it's just not the same kind of one for one, and it doesn't fill the same roles, which is why it doesn't see as much play as it kind of used to.
I think this is going to be really interesting for how we have to build our control decks now, because if Fel is the next best replacement, that means that between Stock Up, which is the best card draw spell in the format, and Fel, which is shaping up to be maybe the best removal spell in the format, we are going to be seeing a lot more of this sort of very efficient tap-out control deck, if we see control decks at all, because we lose so much of the good removal. The thing I think this affects most is tempo decks, because the ability to play at instant speed and the ability to have efficient wide-reaching removal is so important to answer the, like, key... or to get through the key problems that your opponent is posing to you is such a critical part of that game plan. If your ways to do that are less efficient, then you're faced with a really scary prospect. I think about something like Demir, which is playing Cut Down and Go for the Throat.
And sometimes even Anoint with Affliction in the sideboard.
All of a sudden, your options just got a lot slimmer.
I just did a quick little Scryfall, Format Standard, Oracle, Destroy Target, and... boy, the pickings are slim here. Assassin's Trophy.
Sure.
Awaken the Honored Dead.
Okay.
Sorry. Actually, let me only look at 2-mana ones. Let's look at 2-mana removal spells. Mana value equal 2. Because, like, oh boy, this is already some pretty slim pickings, right?
Because we lose Terra Sunder 2, actually, don't we?
Oh, dear. Yes, we do. Oh.
Speaking of Golgari removal spells.
Speaking of Golgari removal spells.
Or Tom.
Assassin's Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter Triumph.
Oh, that one's pretty good.
Feed the Swarm?
Sure. Is that in Foundations or something? Isn't that a sorcery?
It is sorcery. Sorry, I was just looking at like just 2-mana removal
spells. Yeah, yeah, no, 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 fair.
Feed the Cycle, but it has additional cost.
Sure.
Fel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Long Goodbye, but it's only mana value 3 or less.
Sure.
Molten Collapse.
Which is black-red.
Black-red. Shoot the Sheriff. Shoot the Sheriff.
Okay.
Actually going to be okay.
Yep.
This is not financial advice, but do pick up a playset of Shoot the Sheriffs. That's like it.
Yeah. Them pickings be slim.
The pickings do be pretty slim for removal. But again, we don't know what's coming.
And removal is something that is printed in every set and continues to get better over time. So, you know, maybe they're just printing 1-mana Doomblade next set. Who knows?
It will be really interesting to see. And that is something, you know, in line with our heuristics. We are looking for a 2-mana instant removal spell in black going forward. And we are going to have to see kind of what fills...
With some sort of downside.
Whether it's creating map tokens, destroy target non-outlaw creature, whatever it happens to be, sorcery speed fell... we'll figure out what it is when it comes.
So the last category that we have is kind of archetype defining cards. Cards that are like fundamental to how a given archetype that currently exists in standard works. And there are, again, quite a few of these. So the cards that fall into this category are Xur, Eternal Schema, Temporary Lockdown, Monastery Swift Spear, Recommission, Atraxa, Grand Unifier, and Knight Errant of Eos.
I forgot Monastery Swift Spear was rotating this year, actually.
It feels like a card that should have been in Foundations.
It does have that kind of read to it. And also, thankfully, with Cori Steelcutter being banned, there's no more mini Monastery Swift Spears being pooped out either.
The only mini Monastery Swift Spears there are now are Otter Tokens.
I was going to say Otter Tokens from Storm Chaser's Talent. We're losing some seriously big pieces. Rotation is very exciting, and coming off of the heels of such a significant banning, Standard is about to change so much. And this is what I love so much about the format is the way that it evolves and it grows and it changes. And so seeing what is going to be brought into the format as well as what we're losing in the format is a really interesting, you know, push and pull, as it were.
Yeah. The loss of Xur is going to be a nice solid punch in the face for Domain, alongside the loss of Leyline Binding and the banning of Up the Beanstalk. So that deck is going to be struggling. The loss of Temporary Lockdown,
whew.
What does that hit?
Pixie. It hits Pixie and it also hits a bit of control as well.
It sure does. It's probably the most efficient answer that control has to cheap aggressive strategies, to things that generate tokens. It's genuinely quite good against like mono white caretaker. It loses, yeah, it loses a fundamental piece, which is kind of crazy. Swiss Spear, a quintessential red aggro card.
It was good while it lasted.
It was good pretty much all the time it was in standard.
Yes. Well, because mono red aggro and even Izzet Prowess loved that card.
Yep.
It was a good card the whole time.
Yep.
It, two mana.
Well, it was played the whole time.
Yeah. There's 2 mana, 1/2, haste, prowess, good card.
Yeah, totally serviceable. Recommission. The loss of recommission means that there is now only one way in white to bring back your Oculus.
Helping Hand.
Helping Hand, which rotates in 2027 or something. So yeah, the loss of recommission will significantly affect the
Oculus archetype.
The X and white Oculus archetype, which is already getting affected by its mana base, which kind of makes it quite hard. I don't think the Azorius Oculus decks as they exist now, or the Jeskai Oculus decks as they exist now, are going to exist post-rotation. I just don't think they will. I don't think there is enough support for them. I think the mana base has got worse. I think you will either shift into this more consistent red-blue, like, discard prophetic memory synergy deck, or we just kind of won't see it because that will be too weak. The next one that is
the next category is Mommies.
Atraxa, Grand Unifier. This card is a quintessential combo card, right? It is another card that they're losing out of domain, admittedly, out of the sideboard. But the place where this was seeing play before the advent of Abuelos was in reanimate focus decks, where you could just like put an Atraxa into play for 4 mana. And that is where it would continue to see play in the absence of Abuelos Awakening, where we see the Zombify decks and the Squirming Emergence decks coming back in force. The loss of Atraxa being kind of the best thing to reanimate and Portal to Phyrexia, in terms of specifically Squirming Emergence, are going to be significant hits to these style of decks, because it means that now the best thing you can reanimate is probably something like Summon Bahamut, which is still good. Forces are 1/1, but it is much slower than Atraxa and doesn't give you the same like level of hand refill that you would expect, which is a significant hit to those style of decks. Last but not least, Kira, because I didn't get to play much of this deck. Talk to me about Knight Errant of Eos.
The next card that's taking a hit in terms of an archetype defining card is Knight Errant of Eos. And this was your quintessential, typically Jeskai Convoke. And so yet again, we are losing. We've lost so much support for Jeskai just in terms of the mana base that another hit like Knight Errant of Eos rotating really puts the archetype on just unstable foundations. I doubt that it'll exist in the same way because when you convoke to summon Knight Errant of Eos, you get to look at the top 5 cards, put cards with mana value 5 or less into your total value 5 or less into your hand. Similar to Atraxa in the way that it refilled your hand and gave you better card selection, it was just a good piece because it's a 4/4. I have to check. I could just put it on the screen that says, no, you're an idiot.
It was the best thing to do in Convoke. The reason that deck existed is because of Knight Errant of Eos, the ability to refill your hand while continuing to go wide. The loss of the best card from that deck and the destabilization of the mana base and the loss of the card that makes 3 goblins from Phyrexia Obi-Wan.
Gleeful Demolition.
Yep. This deck ain't going to exist anymore. It gone. Not that it did. This deck hasn't been really in its heyday since Duskmorn. But with the loss of Knight Errant of Eos, I think it is truly the final nail in the coffin for this deck.
Losing Knight Errant of Eos, losing Gleeful Demolition, it just does a little bit too much to punish the archetype. Similar to how bans really affected, you know, Omniscience, it really affected Domain, it really affected Prowess. Losing 2 or 3 key cards in your format without having a 1/1 replacement just kind of crumbles your deck a little bit. And so again, when we're looking at cards that are rotating, we're also looking at cards that are going to replace these ones, which is why we spent such a long time talking about 2-mana removal spells, because that is such a feature of the format, and frankly a feature of most formats as they exist. And so what we're going to be looking at going forward as we lose these really big threats is we're looking for really big threats. We're looking for some kind of Atraxa replacement. We're going to look for some kind of Shieldred replacement. A lot of times these pieces grow and shift and change, but not out of their core function. You know, the best thing to do on turn four in your mono black deck was to play a Shieldred. What are you going to do now? When we lose Shieldred, what does the mono black, you know, turn one, cut down. Turn two, Deep Cavern Bat. Turn three, Liliana of the Veil. Turn four, Shieldred. That rhythm is really going to stutter when you lose three out of four of those cards. And so it's going to be really interesting as we head into Edge of Eternity spoiler season to see kind of where we pick up new cards and how they fit in. And similar to the start of a new season, a new standard season, a new rotation season, is seeing what cards that we already have kind of get, you know, called up from the bench, so to speak, and what see a little bit of play before we find the better cards that ultimately replace them. Like we said, I think we'll find Shoot the Sheriff come up for a little bit. It'll take that 2-mana removal slot for a period of time until a better 2-mana removal spell comes along and sends it back packing.
So, all this considered, what do we think post-rotation standard's going to look like, at least for the first couple of months?
Post-rotation standard is going to be pretty messy, I think. You're going to have a lot of not the best versions of cards existing in decks, like Shoot the Sheriff, like Fel, coming to fill the gaps until we get cards that kind of prove their mettle, so to speak. We're going to see a lot of innovation. We're also going to see a lot of piecemealing. We're going from 16 sets to 11, and that's a big chunk. We still have a pretty good foundation of those 11 sets, but we are losing the heart and the core of a lot of decks from pre-rotation. And so there's going to be a little bit of kind of, you know, the big meat of standard is still there. We've lost some chunks. We need to Frankenstein some bits back together. There's going to be a little bit of innovation. There's going to be a little bit of testing. Some cards are going to be called up. We're going to shuffle some things around. We're going to try our best to figure out what the format looks like in the void that these cards leave behind. Because again, there's some pretty significant cards in here that are going to leave some pretty significant voids. And this is always a really fun time when people start building quote-unquote rotation-proof decks. Decks that will continue to exist after cards rotate out of standard. And something like Tifa Punch is untouched. The current iteration of Tifa Punch is not losing any cards to rotation. You don't have to worry about, shoot, how do I fix this? How do I replace my cutdown? How do I replace my Liliana of the Veil? So it's going to be a really interesting time going forward. And I'm always really excited when rotation happens because things tend to change pretty significantly because we're also introducing even more stuff into the format.
The heuristic I would propose here is that generally speaking, when there are less sets in a format, the level of synergy is lower. When we see less cards in the format, generally we see a more of a reversion to the fundamentals being strong. We tend to see aggro, mid-range, and control come out to play, and we tend to see a lot less of the sort of like linear combo strategies and tempo strategies that rely on a critical mass of specific kinds of interaction. So I would say mid-range players rejoice. Your decks are coming back. You are no longer relegated to playing Izzet as the it's the closest thing to a mid-range deck you can get your hands on. I think we will see a reversion at least for a little bit until the format settles. We will see a reversion to, I don't want to say good, honest, true magic, but magic that is kind of more similar to your limited formats, more traditional standard as we have known it to be historically. Mid-range decks and control decks and aggro decks vying for a place, and then a synergy deck may be good enough flying around the center. I'm excited. After this extremely high synergy format, I am ready for the palate cleanser of something a little simpler, you know?
Look, with all that said, that's all that we have for you today. We look forward to seeing you again next week. New episodes release at 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Until then, you can keep track of all of our releases at RaiseMTG on both Instagram and Blue Sky. You can keep track of myself at Kira Bobira and Maya at MayaMTG. A big thank you to the State Library of Victoria for the ongoing use of their space. And until next time, remember, declarative, goodbye.